Hi, this is Nikhil Hasija, Senior Product Manager for Microsoft Dynamics CRM. And this week, I'm talking to Abhijit in our India Development Center about reports in the cloud. Hi, Abhijit. Why don't you tell our viewers a little about yourself?
Thank you, Nikhil. Hi, everybody. I am Abhijit Gore. I am a Program Manager with Microsoft Dynamics CRM, working out of India. I've been with CRM for the past 6 years.
Why don't you tell us about the new reporting capabilities in CRM 2011, especially as to how they relate to CRM Online?
Sure. In CRM 2011, we are very excited to bring you this capability of custom reports for CRM Online. By that, I mean you can now create custom RDLs outside of CRM, so you don't have to use Report Wizard any longer. It's still available if you need it, but you could use an environment like a Business Intelligence Development Studio that comes with SQL Server and create reports. So thereby you can maintain control over the text, the font sizes, you can insert company logos in there, you can do conditional formatting, or you know what have you. And once the RDLs are created, you can upload them to CRM Online to be executed. The only caveat there being, instead of using SQL as your data query language, we ask you to use Fetch XML.
And if you're an ISV, I assume you can package these reports in your solution as well?
Yes, of course. The reports in CRM 2011 are fully compliant with the solutions infrastructure that is coming in CRM 2011. You can package the report and distribute it to multiple organizations in a manner that will allow your report wizard created reports to remain editable in when you transport it from one organization to another. You can also transport your custom reports via the same mechanism.
Okay, Abhijit, I cannot wait to see all the new things that we can do with reports in CRM 2011.
In CRM 2011, there are two ways of creating fetch-based reports. One is you start off with a report wizard-based report, download the RDL, edit it in Business Intelligence Development Studio, upload it back into CRM, right? The second way of doing it is start off with a fetch XML and edit the report in bits in a WYSIWYG environment. So let me show you the second way. So to get a fetch XML, what you need to do is you need to first define the query. So let's define, we want to see all the opportunities who are still open. So once we have defined the query, let's see if it's working. It works fine. So let's go back to the query. Now this also, in CRM 2011, we have added a capability where you can get the generated fetch XML from Advanced Find. So this is the fetch XML which has generated. So let's copy that. Now let's move to Visual Studio. This is the Business Intelligence Development Studio that is installed by SQL Server. Let's create a report server project. Now I'll be adding a new report. So as I'm walking to the report wizard type, you'll see that because of the installation that I had previously done, I will see a data source type of Dynamics CRM fetch. So let me pick that. In the connection string, I need to define the server URL followed by the org name. But org name is if you belong to only one org, then it can be ignored or it can be left. Let me give the credentials here. So it will create the connection with it. Let me define the fetch query. As you can, and since we are defining the query in the plain text editor, we can go to the query builder and see if that works. So as you can see, it's getting the data. Now rest of the process remains the same for any report. Just the query part has to be fetch XML. So you define the type of the report, right? You would say define the
Let us see a preview. So as you see, we don't need the opportunity ID, so we can remove that column from here. But the rest of the report is already defined. So you can see the list of all opportunities, whose estimated revenue, and what is the status code. Let me see, name it my open opportunities. In design mode, what I'm going to do is add a logo again here. So I go to the stored files that I have, pick a logo, just try to make it visible, and let's see a preview again. So there you go. Now I have the report. Now what all I need to do is go back to CRM and let's upload that report. So now I'm going to create a new report whose type is an existing file so that we can upload an existing RDL. So it was a report project 6 which we just created. So I'm going to upload the report, save it. And what it's doing now is it takes the RDL which has embedded fetch inside it and uploads it to the CRM. So on the CRM server, on SSRS side, we have a data processing extension that understands that fetch. And whenever we give a command to execute, run the report, it will take the fetch, convert it into something that the CRM can understand to get data and show you the report. So this is one way, other way of creating a fetch-based report, which you can edit outside CRM and bring it back in. And this is valid for CRM as well as for on-premise, online as well as on-premise. In CRM 2011, we have a new feature known as dashboards. In dashboards, you can have you can embed charts, you can embed grids, you can embed web resources, and I'm going to show you how you can embed a report inside a dashboard. So let's create a new dashboard and pick a layout, say create, which launches the dashboard editor. And since I want my report to span the whole page almost, let me create it and let's pick a web resource. I have a web resource. It's an HTML file which encapsulates the report viewer, right? So I've picked the report viewer tool. I've disabled the cross-site scripting. Now let me go to a report, copy the link to the report, and go back to the dashboard. Let me paste the link. Now what is needed is I just need the report ID in here. So let's say okay. Let's give it a name. Now let's go back to and see the dashboard report that we are just report on the dashboard that we have just created. So now this is a report which takes a parameter, so I want to see all of my open opportunities. So it will show you all the open opportunities existing for me. So this is a very simple way where you can embed reports inside your dashboard. I also want to show you another capabilities that we have in reports. So reports in CRM 2011 can leverage all the capabilities existing in SQL Server 2008 R2 reporting services. So this is a sample report, fetch-based reports that we had created, which can be used as in online as well as on-premise environment. So you can see we have a few gauges here, and this is linked to the CRM data. We also have a sales funnel defined. On the left, on the right, you have the data bars And in the middle, you can see the KPI indicators. So you have green, which is when the percentage is above 70. And it's if it's below 30, then you have red. Right? So you can define the KPI indicators based on the data. And what you could also do is use the geospatial mappings, and you can define the data to be put on a map. So here you can see the sales revenue by state.
Abhijit, wow. I think our manager personas are going to find these capabilities extremely useful. I want to thank you for your time today. To our viewers, join us next week when we bring you another one-on-one interview with our program managers. Thank you.